Snyder. Dylan. And you.
Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouska moms, Lori.
Hi.
Jennifer.
What's up?
And Juliana, that's me. Hello. This episode is all about Universal Studios, Volcano Bay, and City Walk. So excited. So get your cocktails ready and brace yourselves. Let's go. Today's Mouska cocktail, Lori.
So I'm actually very excited about this Mouska cocktail. For once, we're not talking about beer. So, we are talking about a wonderful drink from Volcano Bay. It is called the Volcano Bay Fire Punch. It has rum, fresh pineapple juice, agave, Sprite, and grenadine. This sounds lovely to me. I fully intend on getting one when we are there. I'm sure my other Mouska moms are not as excited about this drink, but
I am. I like rum.
I don't like rum, and I love pineapple, and I love a Dole Whip, but you can keep your pineapple juice to yourselves.
No. I'm excited about this because Volcano Bay looks like you're in the tropics, so right? Of course you should be drinking. And I imagine that this drink is topped with like a cherry and an umbrella.
Right? Anything topped with an umbrella just makes me more happy.
I'll drink this one with you.
I don't even want to sip. You guys enjoy it. Hopefully they serve some sort of like pineapple IPA that I'd be down with.
Well, if they have a Long Island iced tea, I'm sure Lori's not sure about that one. But I'm going to do the Volcano Bay Fire Punch because yum. Yeah. I kind of expected something spicy with the fire.
That's why I was a little thrown off by the name at first because I don't like spicy. But
maybe because of the grenadine because it's red. I don't know.
I bet it's all different colors. Yeah.
But it's not frozen. It's a juice drink. It's not frozen.
Not a clue.
I don't know. That means you can drink it faster.
No, amen. Amen. And I'm thinking, because I think that Julianne has been a big naysayer, but October 2nd, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, I think it is too.
So I think this is going to be super refreshing and like make us think that we're in Hawaii because of the atmosphere and the fruity drink with the umbrella.
I'm excited. We don't have to quarantine to get to Hawaii. It's wonderful. It's all wonderful.
Yeah, see? Hawaii without the quarantine or the 12-hour flight.
That's how they should start advertising it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Volcano Bay, come to Hawaii without quarantine or a 12-hour flight.
They should totally hire us for marketing.
They should. They really should. Hey, if you're listening, call us.
And we will taste all of your drinks for you, and we will report on all of them.
Yes. And you know they're listening with the Bobs.
With the Bobs, exactly. So if you call, you might have to wait on hold while we finish our conversations with the Bobs from Disney.
True. True. We're super, super busy with that.
Yes. Yes.
We're terrible.
Should we move on to the
We need to move on. We should. All right. Well, we have so much to talk about today because as opposed to our previous episodes when we just tackle one park at a time, we're actually tackling two different kind of areas of Universal. We're talking about Volcano Bay and City Walk. So because we have so much to talk about today, we are going to skip the news. So as always, we're going to continue to refer you to our Facebook page for the latest news and updates. And then you will be up to date and we can continue on with the fun stuff. So, Juliana, take us away.
That's right. I will take you to the fun stuff. All right. So today we're starting to plan the final portions of our Universal Orlando stay, which is the first few days of our dual trip there, our Universal and Disney trip. So we're going to visit Volcano Bay and City Walk. Now, that said, I will say, I'm not saying that we're going to visit them both on the same day. We'll probably visit City Walk multiple times since the parks have reduced hours where the Universal Studios Park and Islands of Adventure close, what, 6?
I think one closes at 5 and one closes at 6 while we're there. Yeah. So early nights.
Yeah. So, and City Walk, which for those of you who don't know yet, is sort of, again, to be comparing, it's a lot like why am I forgetting the names of everything today?
I want to call it Downtown Disney.
I almost said Downtown Disney or Disney Village, but say it again.
Disney Springs.
Thank you. Disney Springs. So you know that the name change has never stuck with me. Disney Springs. Disney Springs. Disney Springs. Disney Springs. Okay. So City Walk, we compare it to Disney Springs. I think it's a much smaller area, less shopping, more restaurants and entertainment. So we'll probably spend every evening there, would be my guess.
I think so. Yeah. I think we had talked about maybe trying some of the bars at some of the other resorts, so we might do that as well. But
some of these I don't think we're aren't open though, too. So.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah. So I think this is going to be a lot of playing it by ear.
Right.
But I do think that we'll most likely get there multiple times.
Right. Limited operations at City Walk right now, but they are open until 10 a.m. currently. So like I said, it's food, it's entertainment, it's a little bit of shopping. I'm a little confused online because I read on right on the Universal website, actually, that they're not taking reservations for the restaurants there right now and that mobile food ordering for pickup is available. I don't think that means that's all that's available because when I looked at the list of open restaurants, some of them in italics next to them said mobile ordering available. So if it's not available at all of them.
So a good early Mouska tip is to download, if you haven't already, the Universal app. Because that gives you, just like the My Disney Experience app gives you the up-to-the-minute updates about their operations. So does the Universal app. And that one was a little bit more clear to be able to see what is open and what's not. And it looks like mobile ordering is available at all of the like quote unquote fast food places. Mm-hmm. And reservations are not being accepted at the restaurants, but like that's true for where I live also. Most restaurants are not accepting reservations.
Yeah.
It's just first come, first served.
That's interesting because where I live, you can't get into a restaurant without a reservation because they want to know how many people are going to be. You know what I mean? They want. I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, anyway. I think it just depends. And I think with everything, with this year, things are changing too. So it's kind of like this one restaurant could be open. It could be mobile ordering. Come the next week, they could have shut it down.
Exactly. So I think
there's going to be, when we're there, we kind of decide and see what's open and what's available.
Right.
Again, Mouska tip, definitely you're going to want to have both of those apps on your phones before we go because that's going to give us our most up-to-the-minute.
For sure.
Yeah.
Info.
I mean, I think at the moment it kind of works to our advantage that reservations aren't being accepted.
I think so too. And I think that, especially because we're not with our families, so we can be flexible. Yeah. Like we can eat at 9 o'clock if we have to. If I was with my kids, there's no way, even though my kids are older, like I have Lily who's 6, there's no way I can feed her dinner at 9:30 and have her be okay for that.
And I was going to say, and if there's a 20-minute wait, I don't have to worry about one of you screaming and throwing a hissy fit in the middle.
Oh, I'm lying.
I'm going to do it. I don't want you to miss your family.
I mean, no, you just asked my husband. I've been known to throw a hissy fit at a restaurant. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Except for that time that I told you all about, I think, on a podcast about how I kind of had a hissy fit at Coral Reef when they didn't know us. Yeah. I apologized after.
We're just going to pretend not to know you.
Yeah, correct.
Or but we are going to have a tantrum online so that Lori fits in.
Thank you.
So there's a fine line.
Right.
But some of the other things that I was kind of looking forward to with City Walk are some things that sadly we're not going to get to do on this trip because of time constraints, but also because of COVID. Blue Man Group was a big one. I saw them in New York City, decades ago.
I would say they're in Chicago. I've seen them.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Yeah. When I was in college, they would take volunteer groups to clean up after the show. So you got to see it for free. If you volunteered as an usher and then to clean up all the toilet paper at the end of the show. I lost a pearl ring cleaning up that toilet paper. I know, right? But it was worth it. I didn't have to pay for the show, so.
I guess.
Anyway,
but that's a fun thing to add to a girls' trip too. So, well, next time.
Yeah, but there is, there are, so it looked like a lot of the venues for entertainment, you know, are not open yet, or there's not information on the official Universal website because they're not all owned by Universal. But there's a place called Pat O'Brien's that looked really cool.
Now, is this open?
It was really difficult to tell. It didn't say it was closed. Like some of the other things I clicked on the Universal website said like closed, you know, until further notice or temporarily closed, but this one didn't. So if
me and dueling pianos, I mean, it's my thing.
I did think of you as soon as I saw it.
I love it.
I love it too. I really love a dueling piano bar. Like they're, if I have any friends from the good old days in Boston listening, I was obsessed with Jake Ivory's outside Fenway Park. It was just like,
no, that reminds me of college.
So much fun. So much fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love Jake Ivory's.
See, I think they're open.
Yeah, I think it's open too. So we definitely have to put this on the list for sure.
I'm looking on the app now. I'm telling you, this app is money. I like it.
I think, but they're only open on Fridays and Saturdays. So we got to go
Saturday. You got to go Saturday.
We have to go Saturday because I don't think I'll get in time on Friday.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to do it Saturday.
Which, again, isn't such a big deal because Universal Studios closes at 5.
Hey, we're going to need something to do.
I know. That's like 5 hours to kill.
So that's going to be
awesome. Before bedtime.
So I'm excited to check it out. I'm a little nervous with things having shorter hours that we're going to, you know, run out of things to do. But I don't think so. I think that there's between checking out all the resorts and checking out City Walk, I'm excited. I think it'll be fun.
I think so too. And our resort is gorgeous also. So even if it means like hanging out in some of the public spaces in our resort with a cocktail or something, yeah. I think there's plenty for us to do. And I'm excited.
I'm excited too. But what I have to be honest, one of the things I'm most excited about, and this is weird maybe, is Volcano Bay. I love a good water park. I hate a bad water park. Like a bad water park is awful, but a good water park. Yeah,
I agree. And this one, I don't know, this one looks fabulous.
It looks fantastic.
We went a couple of years ago to Typhoon Lagoon and it was great. We had a great time, but even as great as that one is, and you know my feelings about Disney, I think this one looks like it might be better.
So I've never been to Typhoon Lagoon and I've never been to Blizzard Beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just because when I go to Disney, like it just never works. Like I just, you know, I only have so much time and there's mm-hmm. so much to do there that I prioritize over the water parks. And also because
it depends on when during the year you're going.
Very true. Very true. But also because I think I've told you this before on another podcast, there's a water park right that's owned by Anheuser-Busch that's right next to Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay. And it's phenomenal. And I used to go there all the time in high school with my husband, as a matter of fact, and in college. And then we took our kids back there a few years ago and we were like, there's no way it's as good as we remember, right? It's just teenagers thinking it's so amazing. And we went back with our kids and we were like, this place delivers. It's so good. But I will say like, there's no theming. It's just really well laid out. The grounds are impeccable and we love it. But the more I read about Volcano Bay, for me, like you, Jen, will compare it to Blizzard Beach and
Typhoon.
Thank you. I will compare it to Adventure Island, which I think is unbeatable. And I think it might come really close, really close.
I think Disney definitely had the theming all mm-hmm. down pat, but I think that the features of this, I mean, they don't refer, Disney definitely does not refer to Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach as their fifth and sixth theme parks.
Right.
But yeah. Universal makes it a point to refer to Volcano Bay as their third theme park.
Right.
And I think it's for a very good reason. I like a good water park. I'm not like a huge diehard fan. I won't usually go out of my way to visit one. But the thing that I hate about a water park is waiting online for a water slide and having to schlep up four flights of stairs with an enormous inner tube, especially one of those inner tubes for like a family of four.
Oh my God.
That annoys the heck out of me. So with Volcano Bay, all the videos that I've been watching and things that I've been reading, you have a couple of features that really eliminates your wait on waiting online, both of those things, waiting online and having to schlep up your tube five flights of stairs. So
yeah. So let's talk about those. So I think that Volcano Bay delivers on all fronts. I mean, I've never been there and we will get back to you, but everything that I have read from reviews and all the recon that I'm doing for this, it delivers on theming. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about that. It seems to deliver on attractions. Mm-hmm. It seems to deliver on amenities. Mm-hmm. So we can go through all of those. So as far as theming goes, it's got a story. I don't know how they introduced this story to you.
Yeah, I do like the story.
But it's based on this fictional Polynesian people called the Waturi, I guess is how you say it, who were searching for something. I didn't get that far into my research. They were searching for some relic or something and found Volcano Bay and made it their home. And their mantra is water is life and life is joy. So they found this. I'm going to mess up all the words of every name of every ride and attraction here because they're Polynesian influenced and I just don't know how to pronounce it, but it's the Krakatau volcano.
So do you remember when we stayed in the Polynesian and all the names of the longhouses? I was like, dude, I don't even know how to say that.
We stayed in the hardest one.
Right? So I this and that is what is making me so excited. Not that I can't pronounce the names. That's not what's making me the most excited, but the Polynesian theming. Like yeah. We were just talking about how much we have mixed feelings about the Polynesian as a group, but the thing that we do love about the Polynesian collectively is that pool. So imagine that pool amplified with an expansive story and all that theming. And I'm just imagining like Lori was saying with the Mask a Cocktail, like the lush greenery and being in Hawaii. And I think I'm super excited. Yeah. I think it's going to be gorgeous.
I've read it's like an island oasis in the middle of Orlando and they mean smack dab in the middle, like the highway's right there. And then the two other theme parks are right there. Like we're not talking about a big space.
That's what I'm interested in because Disney does a great job, especially at Disneyland in California, where they're in the middle of like a city, but they block everything out. So you don't even tell. You can't even see past the land you're in. And that's why I'm interested to see if they do the kind of the same thing at Volcano Bay, you know, where they really block everything out and you do feel like you are in there and not surrounded by, you know, highways and buildings and that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to check it out. I'm excited to see what it's like. So that's the theming side. So before we get into attractions and amenities, let's just cover some of the basic stuff like getting there. We're obviously going to be staying on property. So we don't have to worry about driving and finding the parking lot. I did read, just FYI, something you might not have considered is if you're not staying at Universal and you want to go there via Uber or taxi, you cannot be dropped off at Volcano Bay. You have to be dropped off at CityWalk, and then from CityWalk you take a bus. A shuttle bus. So that's just, you know, so allow for extra time for that. We, of course, are staying on property. We are not staying, from what I understand, from what I'm reading. I mean, I can walk a very long way, but you can't walk there. You have to walk to CityWalk and take, or get to CityWalk and take the transportation. There is apparently some secret entrance for people who are staying at Cabana Bay. Interestingly enough, I say why not people who are staying where we're staying? It's the Polynesian themed resort, but whatever. Cabana Bay apparently and the Aventura hotels are closest in proximity to Volcano Bay. But for whatever reason, Cabana Bay enjoys this private entrance. And I also read a lot today that don't think you can walk there and pretend you're staying and go through their secret entrance because they make you show your room key. So
Oh, good to know. Interesting.
So I guess
that's a good draw for that resort, I guess, then, especially if you're going in the dead of the summer where you're going to want to spend a lot of time there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's neat, right? A little perk for that resort, which I also like that. Yeah. I like that resort. I want to check it out one of these days.
Yes.
So I guess we'll be finding our way to City Walk, whether we walk there, whatever, however we get there.
Take the little boat.
Yes. And then you take the shuttle over to the water park.
Yes.
Okay. So cool. Then once you get there, there's a few things to consider, like lockers. They're available for a fee. Towels are available for rent, mm-hmm. or you can bring your own.
If you cannot bring the towels from the room, though.
Yes. Yeah. That is frowned upon. I'm sure you could. But are you gonna, like, if they say...
I don't really want them that to be frowned upon.
I don't need to do that. So what is the towel rental fee for the day?
It is $6 per towel.
So, I mean, or if that's no good for you, buy a towel at the gift shop if that makes you happier.
There's your souvenir.
Yep. There you go. It's a twofer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there are lockers, and then of course there are what we were talking before we started recording of cabanas and premier seating.
Yes, and so you definitely need to book these in advance because they sell out weeks ahead of time. It sounds like they sell out ahead of time even in these circumstances, because when I called to check out the prices, the gentleman on the phone was relieved to hear that I was checking out prices for October, because it's far enough away for there to be availability still. But there are definitely lots of different options. So obviously there's the free option. If you get there early enough, you can scout out your own space, claim it with your towel, and that's your chair for the day. But if you are somebody who needs to be guaranteed a spot in the shade, for example, or if you want some more amenities, or even somebody to cater to your every need, then you might want to consider renting some stuff. The first level is to just rent premium seating, and that's basically just a lounge chair for two. So there are two chairs with a little table in between. It's covered in the shade, and it includes a locker, and that's going to be $50. But that it really technically only seats two, but he gave me the impression that if you had more people, you could certainly use the space, but you wouldn't get more chairs than your chairs for two.
That's the price for October, right?
So that's the price for October. Yes, yes, definitely. He definitely said the prices vary. So when we're going, which I gave him the date of October 5th, it is not considered peak season. So peak season, you're definitely the prices are going to fluctuate. So for October 5th, the price was $50 for this premium seating, and that's for the day. That's your seat for the entire day, even if you don't show up. And that's the same with Disney, because I have done their premium seating before. The next level up would be your single cabana, and that is perfect for parties of up to six people. That pricing for this time of year, October, is $199.99 plus tax. That would include your water bottle, towel service, and a locker and places to sit for six people. And then your final, most deluxe stage would be your family suite cabanas, and those hold up to 16 people. And at this time of the year, that would cost us $700 plus tax. And Juliana is paying.
Yeah. I mean, so like, I personally, I tend not to do this. I tend to just throw my stuff on a chair. I don't sit down much. But if I were traveling with really young children or elderly parents, for sure, it's definitely something to consider.
I mean, I was saying before we started that I actually did this when we traveled in July, and I was with my mother, and at the time Lily was four. We went to Typhoon Lagoon and I did their version of the premium seating. It was a little bit more expensive, but it was peak season. And we had our seat for the day, but it was July and I needed to be guaranteed that when we were sitting, we had a place in the shade. So this was a great way to do it. And the other good thing about doing it this way is we didn't have to rush. Like, we had a character breakfast that morning, mm-hmm. and I didn't feel like we had to rush over there so that we could snag some seats that were guaranteed to be in the shade.
Right.
So,
I mean, you know,
just the three of us.
Right. We're going to be up. We're going to do it. And I mean, you know, I love feeling like a VIP. And oh my gosh, not only.
Which is why you're paying for us to get the premium family suite cabana.
Lori.
Don't we get like a butler? And
right.
Like,
I mean, that's just it. It doesn't.
A sexy butler.
Right. Well, there's no guarantee there, but. But not only do you get the waters and the refrigerator and snacks, did you mention snacks? But it comes with a server, as like to call them cabana boys. So that, like, that's great. My feeling for this particular trip, and don't get me wrong, I can be swayed, is the park's only open from 10 to 5 while we're there, which is unusual. That's not normal operating hours, but everything's changed and condensed because of COVID. I don't think we're going to be sitting around. You know, we have.
It sounds like she's not paying for us now, Jen.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I thought this was a fact-finding mission. And
those cabanas look amazing, though, don't they? Some
and
of them
now
are
you're taking away my cabana boy. I mean, I don't even know.
Well, we'll see. Know. We'll see what we.
Who's going to get me my Volcano Bay fire drink?
Right?
I don't know.
I mean, if you don't have a cabana person, then, I mean.
I don't want a cabana person.
I vote that if Juliana is not coughing up the money for our family suite cabana, then she is our cabana boy.
Yay! I like that.
I'll do that. I will get there at the earliest possible time. I'll throw our towels on a chair because a lot of.
Will you fan me? And
no.
Feed me free?
Fan me.
No, but neither would the cabana boy. So. Pretty sure that's out of the job description.
Oh, man.
But most water parks that are worth their salt, like, they have seating areas all over. And again, I've read that at Volcano Bay, it's no exception. They have places. You just have to get there early.
Right. Which early is relative. I mean, we have kids. We haven't.
Well, and again,
9 and 18 years.
10 to 5. I think we can handle it.
Yeah. I can handle that one.
I think we're good. But these are good options to know. So, like, if this place is as great as it sounds, then I'm thinking I'm coming back with the family, and I'm thinking we're splurging and getting the single cabana for our family of
absolutely.
Six.
Absolutely. We'll take a dual family trip, and we'll get the big cabana that's for 16.
Can we fit all three of our families? Wait, how many is that? 6 and 4. Yeah, we totally can. That's 14
Yay,
people.
That's so 15. Fun.
15, right?
15. 15. Yeah, you have 3. Sorry. Who did I forget?
It's happening.
Sam's an adult. Sam won't be with us.
Happening.
There we go. Down to 14. And Juliana paid for that one too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll pay
you
for
heard
my
it here, folks.
Filming. Sure. What is this? Right. So I'm super excited. I'm super excited. But honestly, the thing I'm most excited for is the ride.
I think it's going to be the same. Oh, so I was going to say, I think it's going to be the same thing I'm excited for, but it's not.
What is it that you're excited for?
My thing I'm, no.
No?
You think so little of me.
What did Lori say?
The drinks.
The thing that I'm the most excited about is that the Tapu Tapu.
Yes, I'm sorry. I almost skipped right over that. Tell us about Tapu Tapu.
I am so, it's kind of, okay, again, comparison. It's like a magic band, but it only works at Volcano Bay. You get this band, it's waterproof and all that. You use it for everything. You can use it to pay for things if you attach your credit card to it. You can use it to access the lockers. You swipe it on the different rides and it gives you a virtual queue time. so that it'll give you a return time. Not only that, but it does a countdown and then buzzes on your arm when your time arrives for you to be able to go back and go on that ride. So remember I said I hate waiting on lines at water parks? There you go. I don't have to.
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a minute, that particular piece. Well, first I want to say that you can download the Universal app, like you said, on your phone, and you can set everything up for your Tapu Tapu before you even get to the park. So you don't have to waste time for that. I haven't done it yet. I don't know exactly how it works, but you can do that.
No, I think that that's something that I envision us in the hotel room the night before we start going out drinking. But anyway, before the night before we're going to Volcano Bay, I think that we're going to sit there and kind of set everything up and play around with it.
So do you guys have any issues with any of the rides here? Do we have any motion sickness here? Are we good?
No, I'm fine with all water rides.
Yeah,
I'm fine with water rides, which is funny because nobody gets seasick like I get seasick. So like I got seasick once on a kayak.
Yeah, but this is different.
No, this will be fine.
Too. Yeah.
The only one I don't like are those, the body like plunges.
Just the bottom drops out from under you and you go straight down. Oh, I don't love that either. My husband's a doctor and he's seen plenty of patients come in with permanent damage from those kinds of things.
Really?
He has scared me off of it. Like, we won't let our kids do those either. But everything else I'm all set for.
I feel like every time I go down, I'm so concerned about my bathing suit and making sure it's placed correctly and like it's not riding places it shouldn't.
We used to call that a hydraulic wedgie.
I don't pay attention to the ride because I'm so concerned. Enema. Like everything just stays put.
Well, yeah, you gotta wear one piece to these places.
Well, yes,
for sure. Yeah, that one, I will not do, but I will do 100% of the rest.
Well, no, I won't do it either. If you're talking about head injuries,
sorry, it's not head; it's
not head,
neck and spine.
Oh, well, then that's fine. Back to the Tapu Tapu, which, by the way, I
love your own doctor.
I love the name Tapu Tapu. Like, it's so cute.
I know.
Like, tap it.
You tap it.
Right. So outside of every ride, there's what they call a totem pole, which is exactly what you think. And it has a screen and it'll tell you how long the wait is. Right. And so if you go up to a ride and the wait is 40 minutes, you can tap your Tapu Tapu and that is the ride you're now waiting for. You can only have one of them on at a time. So you can then go and look for other rides. So other rides, if there's like less than a 20-minute wait, often the sign, instead of displaying a time, will say ride now. And that's the only time that you can actually wait in a regular line for the ride. So you don't have to, I don't know if you have to tap or not if you want to ride right now. So like say I have a, you know, I'm waiting for an hour-long ride and then I walk past a ride that says ride now. I can jump in and ride that one.
Right.
But you don't know when or which rides that's going to be. So you definitely have to be strategic and we'll talk about that later. But I think it's neat that you can do that you can still get in other queues that don't have a wait. Or
it's like the old school fast passes where you could only get one at a time.
Exactly.
And then you just went on standby for the other rides while you're waiting for your fast. It's exactly like that.
It is, except here, which I think is really genius, is that there is no standby unless the wait is less than 20 minutes or so. Then they'll start saying, now you can just walk on. And it's great. And it's genius. They were doing this at Volcano Bay for a while, but it's genius in these uncertain times. Like, it's perfect for now.
Right. Right,
so
exactly.
It's genius. I love
very
it.
Very conducive to social distancing.
Cannot wait to try that out.
I was going
to
say, do we know the mask rules? Like, are we no masks whatsoever? Because you have the lockers, so you're not supposed to be carrying anything.
And how do you wear a mask on a water slide?
You can't. That's what, like, but what about walking around? And then do you have to?
I think that the pictures that I've seen seem to show that you need to, obviously, if you're sitting down at your lounger or in your cabana, Juliana.
I'm in my own cabana that's two stories high. I'm not wearing a mask in my cabana.
Yes. Or if you're sitting at a table at one of the restaurants, obviously you don't need to wear your mask. I think when you're in the pool, you don't need to wear a mask. But if you're on a line, I believe you have to. So I think that that's going to be
But then your mask gets wet when you go down, right?
They can get wet. Don't you wash them?
Yes, they get wet. But then when you put them back on wet and you try and breathe it in, you're like breathing in water.
Well,
it's interesting. We will see. This is interesting. I don't know how it's going to work. It's.
I'll jump in my pool with my mask on and I'll report back.
Yes, let us know how that feels.
Not right now, but you know. Yeah, I think it's okay. And my favorite part of a water park is the Lazy River.
Yes, I love Lazy River.
I love the Lazy River. And I haven't been able to be actually lazy on a Lazy River in years because I usually have Lily. So
the Lazy River is a great thing to do while you're waiting for one of your
Exactly, because those never have lines. And
there's also another river there called
I saw that.
It's like a body rafting river. Yeah, like it's
the Fearless River. It looks awesome.
So I think it's just a unlazy river, like a river that just has a stronger current. But they make you wear a life vest, I think.
That's kind of cool.
I will totally do that. We recently were lucky enough to travel to a place that had a volcanic river where that was like one of the tours that you could pay for to do. Where I forget what they call the body gliding or something. Where and they you would just literally
and
like.
What place did you visit?
This was in. I know we're so lucky. This was in Sicily recently, and it was so amazing.
And the real Sicily, not like some little town that you're.
Nope.
The real
like Sicily, Ohio.
Right. No, the real deal. We were on this volcanic river, just like on like near Mount Etna. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I don't think this is going to be quite as unbelievable, but
in a different way, it'll be unbelievable in a different way, for sure, for sure. So let's talk about the rides. So I love water rides, like, and they don't scare me, which surprises me because I am incredibly afraid of the ocean. I'm afraid of drowning.
But there are no sharks.
I'm afraid of the ocean. Right, like this is a pool. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Don't answer that.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm excited for all of them. All the rides sound really fun. I love the ones where you can go with multiple people in the tubes because, I mean, it's fun to go on the water slides by yourselves, but what can be more fun than the Mouska Moms going on a water slide all together?
It's going to be awesome.
I'm excited. I don't love a wave pool.
I almost said a bad word. I hate a wave pool. This is the one thing in every water park that scares the bejesus out of me.
Yes.
Boys love wave pools.
My kids love them too. And I stand there the whole time, like clenching my fists, white knuckles. Like they do not. I don't know how there are not more drownings at these things.
I think that the lifeguards bank on that. I think they bank on the fact that there are all these other Mouska Moms in the pool with their kids, white knuckles, watching their kids like hawks so that they don't have to.
I hate them. I hate them.
Okay, well, that's good that we're all on the same page with that one because I feel zero need at all to check out the wave pool and really not much of a need to check out the leisure pool either because
you have one in your backyard.
Amen. And I'd much rather float on a lazy river or body surf on the not so lazy river than sit in a pool that I can do anywhere, like not just at my house, but you know, all these resorts that we're staying at also have pools that we can do that all week. So I would much rather utilize our time to check out all of these rides. I do want to check out, they have like water play areas for the little guys, even though we're not going to be there with the little guys. I think that's an important part of our fact-finding mission here is to at least go check them out. I believe like Disney, there are life vests that you can use for your kids for free there that you don't need to reserve or anything. So I want to check all that out, but
let's talk about the volcano. There are actually, so the centerpiece of the park and the theming we were talking about earlier was the volcano whose, Krakatoa, what's his name? I can't say
Krakatoa.
But it's like, you know, 200 feet in the air. And from the front, it just looks like a volcano with a pool around it. But apparently around the back, there are three rides and they're among the most popular there. So the number one ride that everybody wants to go on that can have up to 3-hour waits in peak season in the afternoons. It's the Krakatau Water Coaster. So this one, Jen, I think you'll ride. This is a, it's an inner tube. It might be
almost a canoe. Like it,
right.
It's like a, almost a log ride, like a 3-person log ride.
And 3-person, it's perfect. Yes,
this was built for us.
So Lori doesn't have to ride it by herself on this one.
Oh, thank God. I was saying, actually, it looks to be 4.
So that's fun. So basically what Juliana has established here is that Lori is the odd man out riding her on her own, and Juliana is the one who's paying for everything.
There we go. I did not establish that I was paying for everything. You established that.
Well, potato, potato.
But anyway, so from what I understand with this one, it like takes you up into the volcano, and then it sounds like some of these rides actually go through the volcano. I'm super excited. I'm really excited.
These are actually coasters and not like, because when I picture water slide, I picture you going down,
right?
Because the momentum and right. the gravity and all that. But it sounds like these are actual water coasters that push you in the direction that they want you to go. So
this one, I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's the Ko'akiri Body Plunge. So this one's like a regular slide.
Yeah.
But it goes. I'm going to ride this actually. You'll be surprised.
We will be at the bottom with the camera.
Yeah. This is the one that we're not going to do, right? Because this is the one where kind of the bottom drops
out. No, the bottom drops out on the next one we're going to talk about. I don't think the bottom drops out, but please someone correct me if I'm wrong. Someone who's been there, someone on Facebook, let me know. But it's 125-foot drop at 70 degrees.
Yeah, no, twin trap doors.
Ah, flip.
Yeah, done. Nope, not doing that one. I'll do everything else, I'm telling you.
Well, then you won't do the next one either. Those are these Kala Tai Nui Serpentine Body Slides. Those are the same. You get into it. This one, you get into a tube, a clear tube, and there are plunge doors, and you drop down.
So when you break your neck, you're in a clear tube.
So everyone can see. Yeah.
Cool.
And I think one of these, I'm not even talking about anymore.
By the way, I just sounded like such a mom. I'm like, so when you break your neck, you'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye
out. Yep, exactly.
Well, then there is a milder ride you can do, Jen, that's just a regular mat slide, and they're called the Punga Racers, and they let
Those are double. So again, Lori, sorry, you'll have to find a friend.
No, you can ride with Lori while I do the body plunge. Okay, how about
I'm
that?
I'm going to make a whole bunch of friends that will actually pay for things.
That will buy me rum.
Will actually pay for things, she says.
Well, when you do, introduce them to me.
How good do you look in your bikini, Lori?
Poor kids.
Not working for me.
Not working at all. Yeah, you have to remember, Juliana, she's much younger than we are. So.
I know, she probably still rocks a bikini.
No.
COVID. Anywho. Right, that's the problem. I was rocking a bikini till COVID. Anyway, so but I think the Punga Racers, I think they actually take you like, there was something I was reading, I might be wrong. They take you like underwater, obviously in a enclosed tube, like through the volcano. I'm just really excited. I think there's crazy planning for these rides. It's going to be great.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. We're doing that one. And it's a race, so we can race each other.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. So it sounds like there are two rides we're definitely doing, the water coaster and the racers.
Yes.
But the plunge and the body slides, we're not going to do.
I've got to see them in person. If they're really those ones where the bottom drops out from under you, then no, sorry.
I know you're not going to do the body plunge, 70 degrees, 125 feet.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
So to anyone from high school who's listening and spent time at Adventure Island with me, there's a ride called the Tampa Typhoon that was probably about 70 degrees and 125 feet, but the bottom didn't drop out from under you. I think they added that feature later on one of them, but two of them you couldn't. You were like airborne on this ride. I would go down and my back wouldn't even touch that slide until the bottom.
Oh my God. No.
And I loved it.
Okay.
It was awesome. But talk a hydraulic wedgie.
I feel like we need to get a, what are those cameras? You know what I'm talking about? The sporty people use and they attach it to you.
Oh, a GoPro.
Actually, I think Sam might have one. I'm thinking we're hooking a GoPro up to Juliana's forehead and sending her to
I bet they won't let you. So you know how selfie sticks aren't allowed at Disney, right? I wonder if they're allowed at Universal.
Do you use a selfie stick?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Well, with my family when we go, you know, to places like Sicily. No, but I don't knock people over with my selfie stick.
She totally does. She's one of those.
No, I'm very careful with my, but I don't have long arms. So we, you know, yeah, we have lots of photo ops in our travels. I'm not an obnoxious selfie sticker.
I was going to say, I will admit, I have one. We got one when we went to Asia because we were afraid of language barriers and having our pictures for us. And we were in Asia and we figured it was completely acceptable there.
It's totally acceptable, right? I mean, but it's not even that. It's not even a language thing. Like, I don't want someone to steal my phone. Hey, can you take my picture? Sure. And they run away. No, thanks.
Whatever, man.
It happens.
I bought them for Jack's bar mitzvah for like our photo booth area. That's about the extent of it. I think that I don't even know if I have them anymore. I don't know.
I got one.
Anyway, you're crazy.
No, we're very respectful with our selfie stick.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I love the name of these water slides, the Oh Yeah and Oh No.
So that's in a different section. So those aren't in the volcano. So like every other theme park, they're divided into areas. And this is in what they call the Rainforest Village, which I'm also really excited to check out because I love the rainforest and that sort of whole feeling of tropical South American sort of thing. So in that area, there are also drop slides. And then, like you said, Oh Yeah and Oh No drop slide.
Love it.
And these are called...
I'm all for drop slides. They scare me a bit, but I'm all for them. Just because when you hit the water, I don't know how big the drops are. They're a little scary, but I'm good with them.
So these are called drop slides. So for people who don't know, and I didn't know until today, when they said drop slide, I thought these were the ones where the trap door opens and you just get dropped. But a drop slide is apparently where the slide ends a few feet above the pool. So
I don't think I've ever been on one like that.
I don't think I have either.
Our park district has one, and I'm excited.
Do you do like a belly flop though?
No, but sometimes depending on how the kids hit it, like if you
like slap the water,
you're gonna smack on your back.
Well, I'm gonna have like a butt print or something.
I'm gonna
get home and there's gonna be a huge red mark on my butt, and Mark's gonna be like, "What did you do?"
What happens at Universal stays at Universal, Mike.
Amen. Amen. And he's listening because he's our number one fan. So
Oh Yeah and Oh No, you know, you come out of the slide and they're, I believe, 4 and 6 feet respectively above the water. And it may not sound like much, but 6 feet above a pool.
That's no joke.
So like you come down the slide and isn't that exciting? And then, oh, there's more.
It like spits you out into the pool. I don't know. I'm not worried about that. I think that's going to be fun. I think we'll definitely do the 4 foot one first. That must be Oh Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe Oh No, depending on your perspective.
I'm assuming.
and then we'll see how it goes. If it totally gives me like a belly flop sensation, then maybe. But
if you are on your butt going down the slide and somehow you twist around to get your stomach on, like facing down.
Not that it'll give me a belly flop, but that same feeling on whatever part of my body I'm landing on.
Just like tuck and roll.
My back. Tuck and roll. Tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll.
Well, you go first and you show me.
I shall. Okay. So I think this in the Rainforest Village is also where that Fearless River is for you. So, and then, you know, they have a bunch of different areas. We talked about the wave pool and the leisure pool. Those are in Watsuri Beach. We'll probably, you know, stroll by. Isn't that nice? And keep walking.
Take a picture. Keep walking. Yeah.
They have a zero entry pool, and they have the play areas and the lazy river and a bunch of slides. There are some of those ones that have like the huge rafts that are like flat on, you know, they're not even inflated on the bottom. They just sort of mm-hmm. inflate on the outside, and they fit like up to six people or so. And they go so
the,
like,
the four of us, and then we'll have to make friends. Well, or the three. See, three of the us. Four of us. Look at that.
Who are you bringing, Jen?
Apparently my imaginary friend. Oh, dear God.
So, yeah. so you like go up the wall. These are a relatively new thing that I've noticed developing in, I mean, new, like since we were kids. Now that we're adults, I see them in water parks where you go down these huge slides with these big rafts, and then they have like a wall that you just sort of end up going all the way up before you come back down. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I like that too.
Super fun. That's fun. None of these scare me, except now that Jen has told me about head and neck injuries, because you know, I used to work in neurosurgery, and no, thank you. Don't need any of that.
I'm excited for these though. Plus people. Yeah. I'm so excited.
I love a water park. I'm super excited. Again, I love a clean, nicely done water park, which I fully expect this to be.
And I also have to say, did you look at the menus for some of the eateries at this park?
So let's talk about food and drink. We talked about the Dancing Dragons boat bar for your fire drink.
Yes.
Actually, I think that might have been a different bar. There are point being, there are multiple. Yeah.
The fire.
There are multiple bars.
That's right, Kanuku Boat Bar. Yeah. Okay, so
Sounds like there are multiple bars. Everything has a Polynesian theme, so there's going to be tiki bars. But if you looked at the menus, I don't remember which restaurant it was, but one of them had like curried stuff. Oh. There was another one that had poke, which I love poke.
Yeah. I do too, but I'm a little scared to order poke at a theme park.
I don't know. I guess we're so used to Disney, and I would totally order poke at a theme park, at Disney theme park. True. So it was funny to me reading these menus because I was getting more excited about the menus at this theme park than I was when I was reading the menus for Universal or Islands of Adventure, which I was just like, it's theme park food. It's pizza. It's, you know.
And it mostly is at this park as well, but they do have some interesting, unusual things. I don't know though. It's kind of like going to a pub and ordering a salad. They're never good.
We're gonna prove it wrong.
It'll be interesting, but I'm no doubt their tiki rum drinks are gonna be fantastic.
I gotta pull up a menu from one of the bars and see what else they have, because I just can't do rum.
They had a lot of for drinks and stuff. They did look like they had a lot of beer options as well, which I have to say, when I'm sitting on a beach, I do love my ice cold beer too. So
this sounds like a perfect occasion for a Hanalei IPA. Those are so good.
Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
Yeah, which one has the Going Coastal? Is that Longboard Going Coastal IPA? That's I need. That's what I want.
I think you'll be all set. Like right now.
Right now.
I think we'll be good.
I'm seeing on here for your draft beer.
Yeah.
Kona Big Wave, Volcano Blossom, Cigar City, and these are all draft beers there. So
Cigar City's a Tampa-based. Kona is the one that does the Hanalei as well. I like that brewery. It's supposedly based out of Hawaii, but there's been some controversy that they're not really Hawaiian.
And what about Volcano Blossom?
Never heard of that one. That I'm going to have to Google, because that sounds like it could be good.
You're
going to have to do like a taste test.
Do you think they do a flight?
Give me all your beer.
And wear a bikini.
Maybe.
Not happening. So I don't know what else to say about Volcano Bay other than that I'm crazy excited for it. Like more like you said, Jen, I'm more excited about this than the other two parks. I think mostly because I have no fear here. Like I'm not afraid of water rides, whereas there's definitely some concern about about the rides anyway.
Yeah. I think so. I'm excited for the whole thing. I think now that we've gone ahead and we've really done some research and we've talked a lot about each of the three parks and City Walk and the resorts, I think every time we talk like this, I think I get more and more excited for this trip just because unlike Disney, that I still totally get excited about, I think I get excited about Disney because I know how good it is and I know what to expect and I'm excited for that feeling again. But I think I'm getting excited about this part of our trip because 100% of this stuff is going to be new. I mean, I was there, but I haven't been there in like 10 years. So I'm excited. I'm excited for all the new, and I'm excited to do it with you.
Aww.
Sorry. Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah. So on that note.
So, what, Mouseketip?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so be smart about how you use your Tapu Tapu. Since you can only have one virtual queue going at the same time and lines get long, you might want to be strategic. We would advise using it for most popular rides early in the day before the crowds get heavy. Also, think about tapping for a ride with a longer wait when you are thinking of taking a break for lunch and drinks or wanting to go on the lazy river. And of course, you can ride rides with no waits. These will show up ride now sign on the totem. We also mentioned our Mouseketip flip-flops or water shoes because the ground can get hot. I don't know how you guys feel. Water shoes are weird.
They are.
I don't like how they feel.
They are.
And then what do you do with flip-flops when you go on the ride?
I guess there are places where before you get in there, you can leave them down the bottom and just go get them after. So flip-flops would certainly be easier for that than water shoes, especially if there are rides where they won't allow you to keep your shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is one of the things we'll have to debrief on when we get back and report back on.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that one out. And obviously, if you do bring flip-flops and you can leave them places, bring like Target, Walmart flip-flops.
Yeah, yeah. Those Old Navy dollar flip-flops.
Old Navy flip-flops, yep. And put those there. So that is our Mouseketip of the day. We never really came up with a universal
tip of the day.
Yeah, so that's Mouseketip of the day.
A Potter tip?
Potter tip. Potter.
I don't know. We'll work on that one.
We're
going to
work on that one.
Well, that will do it. That'll do it for us for our universal planning for now. I'm sure more details will follow as we really get into it. So stay tuned. Soon, in our next couple of episodes, we're going to be talking about tips for packing your suitcase, what to pack on your daily park bag that we bring into the parks. And we'll probably do one more episode with a pre-trip briefing to kind of go over what we're going to see. So if you have anything that you want to hear about or that you want us to investigate, definitely let us know on our Facebook page, because before you know it, it will be time to get on that plane and go actually really soon. So if you have any tips, if you have suggestions, requests, anything like that, please let us know on our Facebook page, Mouseka Moms, a Disney podcast.
Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouseka Moms are Disney vacation planners. Visit our Facebook page, Mouseka Moms Podcast, for daily information or to book your magical vacation. These Disney moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.